Gonna be honest, I have no clue what anything in Mahjong means, but it's really fun.
Do they have to do this shit every round?
Yes. Furiten, Ponya, Kanya. My ideal Yuri. Well, my guilty pleasure, so to speak, is Strawberry Panic. It's more of the lackadaisical slice of life with the Onisamas and their Kuhai, with their flower-themed school hierarchy. Oh, we have a Sakuroso again for 25 days.
No, that's right.
Yes. Days of Dash is back, baby.
Time to watch MC be a fucking piece of shit.
It's half the fun, though. It is. It felt weird not to have it the previous years. Year. I actually missed most of 25 Days last year. It was the year before, because it was the real fun.
See, if you're actually the true Chad, then you know that the true 25 Days anime is Princess Tutu.
Oh, that would be good.
It's perfect. It's Christmas-themed, subtly. Oh. It's just long enough. It's great.
But then... Actually, Your Camp would work too, even though it's only 12 episodes. Once it has a second season. Because isn't that technically the first and final episode Christmas Day? Our camping?
There is a Christmas episode at the very end, yes.
Yes, and I think the opening is a sort of a flash-forward flash. It's really interesting, actually, how it starts. It's like a flash-forward flashback.
Yeah.
Because it has them at the table on the final episode, but then it has their exaggerated... If I remember, like, their imaginary future selves as well, or was in the first episode, or that might have just been the final one, but it... Anyway, yeah. It's interesting how it starts. There's already 22 users sitting in the autism stream site.
Waiting, they're waiting.
They can't contain their Christmas feelings. It's upon them.
Oh god, I keep seeing all this fucking advertising for Hero Academia, and like, I can't help but be sad about how shit that manga became.
Did it get even worse?
Oh my god. I mean, like, my seven quirks was the beginning of the end, really. Yeah, it's pretty shit.
Remember the last you're telling me was about
there's no
the villain
anymore.
Bursting out of him. No. Oh well. As goes all other shonen manga, the power creep.
Yeah.
Destroys creativity. And if there is creativity, then there's zero stakes attached to said interesting dynamics. Sadly. I think the best way to have a shonen, probably, is to keep it short and sweet. So the power creep never really settles in. Like, didn't Kimetsu end very... like a not abruptly but very short for what it was, even though it's technically not quite shonen and more kind of mixed with seinen based on the mangaka and the fact that it's Ufotable doing it.
Yeah,
it's an interesting one. The movie for that looks really cool. It's just them on a train.
Just go read Onani Master Kurosawa and Molester Man again.
Yes, seinen's not a genre. It's a magazine, or shonen's a magazine. I'm sorry, Guka.
Oh, apparently, sorry. God, this hurts so much to fucking think about. Rumor has it that the Molester Man guy, apparently, like after the events of the manga, Kansai cheated on him, and they broke up.
Oh no!
Apparently
no!
That's what happened. Yeah, and like...
Jesus!
I know. It's so fucking sad. After all that, he should have just gotten together with Lolly.
That hurts.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
Why this?
It's so awful. You can kind of see it coming because, like, Kansai never really wanted it that much in the first place. Like, he kind of pushed her into it. But goddamn, it
exactly,
sucks.
Exactly, Guka. 3DPD.
Yeah, 3DPD. Never underestimate it. Okay, I'm gonna Ouya, Patchy. It's
okie dokie.
It's getting there. I'm gonna start to pass out.
I'm sorry I kept you up so long.
No.
Thanks for
It's what 9 o'clock in the morning where you are.
8 and 2 minutes. That's not bad.
Oh right, we are no longer on daylight savings time.
No more fucking time zone fuckery.
Yeah,
it's only 5 hours between us.
All right, Patchy. Well, thanks
no
for
more
coming
sliding.
On. It has been incredibly
thanks
fun
for having
as
me.
Always, of course.
It's always fun to chat with you.
Yep.
With the cuckoos.
Well, definitely. I'm gonna find a cool like game show to do or something where I can give away these Devil May Cry keys.
Yes.
Definitely want to do that.
Others will deserve them.
Yeah,
I also already own the game. It's a really good game, Gukas. Who doesn't have it at this point, you'll really enjoy it. What would be a fun game? Because Dark Souls Fight Club's fun, but not everyone's into Dark Souls and not everyone has it, etc. OJ or AMQ could be fun, definitely. Like the Gukka centric games, definitely.
Yeah, I'm gonna AMQ sounds great, and so does OJ.
Oh, yes.
I just have to learn how to fucking play it. I don't really know very well.
You play it and you type in whatever the OP is essentially.
No, I mean.
But OJ. You gotta be. Oh no, OJ. OJ, you just click and bully. You roll the dice. And you go out and you pummel others, or you get pummeled. It is the laws of the wild, the rules of nature. It's a very hidoi game.
Maybe I can find Gukas who have the courage to play me in Uno. That'd be fun. If there's a web-based version of Uno.
Are you saying you have Uno?
No, I have the oldest Xbox known to man. I don't have Uno.
You have Uno! I can't scream awake, mama.
You have Uno!
God, I remember I knew the context of that before it kind of cropped back up like 5-10 years later. It was this old YouTube group that did it was called Shit From Last Week. Do you remember the days of COD Lobby Shit Talk videos and montages, etc.?
Yes.
What was it, the Montards? They did COD 4 montage-y things that were comedy-focused. It wasn't like actual quick snoop MLG montage, it was just fuckery. But these boys, they just shit-talk in lobbies, and some of the shit they came up with was like Uno. It's great. Great stuff.
Be great.